This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Energy Department's emissions model, which will decide make or break tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel, should be released soon. United States Senator Chuck Grassley this week outlined some concerns about the Department of Energy's GREET model and how the model will measure emissions. We will hear from the senator next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley says that the final GREET model may place one of three growing conditions on corn, soybeans, or other sustainable aviation fuel feedstocks. Those growing conditions include minimum tillage, cover cropping, or precision chemical applications.
You carry it to the elevator, whether you use one of these three principles or not, and I think most farmers would fall into at least those first two categories of cover crops and minimum tillage. You aren't going to know whether the farmers practice that or not.
Grassley says ahead of the final GREET model release, such requirements to grow feedstocks for the aviation fuel market would show that the Energy Department, EPA, and USDA don't understand commingling of grain. Grassley says that will result in one of two things.
It's going to be easy to violate the formula and get all of our corn into the formula, or you're not going to get any corn into the formula. And if you don't have any grain in this formula, you're not going to have enough feedstock to make all of the aviation fuel that's going to be needed that these environmentalists are crying for.
He says that USDA needs to make clear to the other government agencies the process of grain handling.
Because this is a stupid approach from the standpoint of both the need for new aviation fuel to fight global warming, and the ability to produce that amount of fuel is going to be impeded if you don't have grain involved in it.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.